True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
This one I thought I couldn't get in a better mood. It's football season. We got a little Outcast. Always feel a little better with some Outcast playing. WEEI Afternoons, Friday, 5:30. We're going to have a new feature. It's called the Pick 6, where we're going to pick, coincidentally, 6 games around the National Football League. Everybody that's a part of the show gets to make their pick. So run the intro, Stiz.
A pick 6!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick 6. Jones with the pick 6.
And he flips the game!
Let's go!
You know who we should get to join this segment at some point?
Love
Ted,
it.
And I think he's your former teammate.
What's up, bub?
Asante Samuel.
Yes, let's get Asante on.
Let's get him on, because he's controversial on Twitter, we should say.
Well, he just says what he thinks about Bill Belichick.
And
those people that do that get...
Yeah.
How would you know?
I wouldn't know what that feels like.
But I think his handle is like pick 6 something on Twitter. That's why I thought of it. Maybe you want to get
him
on. I
think he's always got like a big old kind of dog rocket in his mouth, too, that he likes to... If he's going to do an interview, I think it's got to have accompanying with a big dog rock.
I look forward to it. So I'm going to kick things off here. I could have gone with an easier pick. I decided to go with what I think is the game of the week, the game I'm most excited for. Sunday Night Football, Ravens and Bills.
Awesome.
I am going Ravens -1.5 over the Bills. I think the Ravens are the better all-around football team. I'm rooting for Josh Allen, but my brain says give me the Ravens. Fitzy, what do you got?
All right, well, someone's going to have to win this game because it's going to be played and no one's going to watch it unless they're a fan of either of the two teams or should they be a season ticket holder for MetLife Stadium in North Jersey. I see Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers with the poverty case that is Cam Hayward, who's probably going to play on Sunday, coming into MetLife Stadium and pulling off, well, it's not really a shocker, they're going to grind one out. He gets what resembles his revenge Sunday in the Aaron Glenn era, starts out like so many others for New York Jetropolitans coaches. Give me Steelers over the Jets, 17-13.
I like Aaron. I think it's going to be a rough one for him as head coach there, the Jets. Yikes. All right, so I picked the Bengals versus the Browns. This is, to me, is a layup. Well, Ted, the Bengals suck in the usually the week one games, and it's true. They haven't won a week one game since 2021.
Ooh.
Joe Burrow's career record versus the Browns, how about this, is 3-5. And he has a 1-4 record in week one. So typically he has not been good, but they have emphasized slow starts. Joe Burrow played in a preseason game for the first time in forever this preseason. And Joe Flacco is the quarterback for the Browns. Please. Let's see. What are they favored by? The Bengals are favored by
5.5.
I think it's going to be – I think they're going to be fine. I think they win pretty handedly. So I got the Bengals in this one.
Ooh, that's come down a point, by the way.
You button-hooked me there. You gave me all the reasons why I should not pick the Bengals, and then you picked the Bengals. So they're due.
They're due,
so
baby.
You're saying they're due on opening day.
That's it.
Dan Ball.
Yeah, I got the Cardinals -6.5 over the New Orleans Saints simply because I followed along with the quote-unquote quarterback competition between Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck, and the fact that a real NFL team had a quote-unquote competition between those two gentlemen tells me that they should not be picked once this season. But I like all the pieces of Arizona's offense, including their head coach, Jonathan Gannon. I feel like everybody's kind of been waiting for Kyler Murray to take that next step. I don't know if this is the year necessarily, but they got a good running back in James Conner, and I really like potential Marvin Harrison year two jump here. So give me the Cardinals because I think they kind of have a week one layup this week.
And also, Dan, they also have like one of the best RB2s who's waiting to break through in Trey Benson, and Trey McBride might be the tight end no one's talking about, who could be TE2 behind Bowers this year.
Let's
go to Mr. I don't know who that is. Stiz.
I am taking the Lions to beat the Packers. They're in Green Bay on Sunday. Now, I don't have any numbers and mathematical.
Yeah, who needs all that?
I do like Jared Goff, and I'm not going to lie, I do like Dan Campbell, and I wanted Detroit to win last year. I was rooting for them. They got close but didn't quite get there, so I'm going to pick the Lions over.
So are you concerned that they lost both of their coordinators?
No.
I don't know who they are.
I do know. The name is on the tip of my tongue, but he was going to try out here, right?
Ben Johnson.
Interview, yeah.
Tryout, yep.
Yeah, so I'm going
to
go.
He had a tryout to be the Patriots head coach, but he didn't.
Where's our sixth? Frazoco, where's he?
I think he doesn't have a microphone, so we'll just have to read his pick. Brian Frazoco.
He texted in his submission, which must be different from our text chat. He's got the Texans at +3 in their matchup here in week one. Just getting that text submission a moment ago, which
glad
is great.
You updated,
so we
that's
can
not what it says here.
I know it's not, which is why I'm doing this on the fly. The Texans +3 against the Rams is his pick, the sixth and final here in our pick six.
Okay, so if you want to play that as a parlay, I would say why. But if you want to, I do not have the updated numbers, but if he had gone with his original pick, it would have been $10, making you $503.
Now, holy smokes,
you got to win all six games.
That's a lot of Gansies.
But good luck. All right, so now we get to what we've really been waiting for, our picks for Patriots Raiders, 1 o'clock season debut, Gillette Stadium. Patriots have never lost to the Raiders at Gillette Stadium until now. The Raiders, 27, the Patriots, 20. I think the middle of the defense for the Patriots is the biggest concern. I don't love the idea of new linebacker Robert Spillane and these two new safeties going against Brock Bowers, Jacoby Myers, and then obviously Ashton Jeanty out of the backfield. I also think Ashton Jeanty is going to run at the middle of that defense, and I think the Raiders are going to move the ball kind of at will, kind of the way they want to. And I'm just not quite sure about this offensive line dealing with Max Crosby and that Raiders defensive front. So I don't think they're going to be able to keep up. They score 20 points, which isn't terrible. They lose by 7, which is not great. Fitzy.
All right. Okay. You know what? I was leaning all week back and forth, this way, that way, teetering, tottering. I think it's going to be a field goal game, but I think in the end, the New England Patriots, with plays made by the ascending booty, the clutch Pop Douglas, and of course the alpha Steph Diggs, make their way down the field, putting rookie kicker Aurora Borealis in position to drill the game-winning 43-yarder. As time expires, your New England Patriots take home the W, and the Foxborough faithful and fanimals go home happy to a bath of wings, steak tips, buffalo chicken dip, and Bud lattes. 23-20, your final score.
Teddy. Right.
I got the Pats winning as well. Close one, 24-23.
A one-pointer.
You pointed to the Patriots' defense in the middle being soft. I think the Raiders' defense in the middle is softer. And so
who's the softest?
I think they're going to get some work done in the middle of the field with Hunter Henry, DeMario Douglas. And so I like the Pats in this one. I only got them winning 8 games, and one of the games has got to be against the Raiders. I am kind of, I always put a little bit of the something into the West Coast team going, flying to the East Coast for a 1 o'clock start. Their bodies thinks it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and that usually has an effect. And I think that will be, to some degree, impact the Raiders. So I got the Patriots in this one. Dan Ball.
Yeah, I got the Raiders 21, Patriots 17. I do agree with everybody that it's going to be a close game, but I do think it's going to take a little bit of time. I think the first month may be a little uglier than Patriots fans are hoping for, which is okay as they deal with injuries and putting all these pieces together. So I have the Raiders by 4. Frizzoco, by the way, has Patriots 24 and Raiders 20 as his pick for this weekend.
Footy pajama stiz.
And I'm the opposite of you, Daniel. I'm going with the Patriots 21, Raiders 17. It's gonna start out good. It's gonna be like UNC's first drive with me. You know, it's gonna start off good. You're gonna be like, we're back, baby. And then
I would like to see that. That would be fun. If they started in UNC fashion. Now hopefully the rest doesn't play out that way from a Patriots perspective, but if Drake May just boom, 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 right down the field. Let's say he goes like 5 of 6 passing. You get a couple runs from Stevenson and Henderson, and all of a sudden right down the field, 7-0.
Well, look at the very first play of the first preseason game.
Yeah, Travion Henderson making plays. Yeah, I would love for that to happen. I wish I was a little bit more confident that it will happen. But those are our picks. And the updated numbers, if you did want to run that six-pick parlay, six-leg parlay, $10 will make you $510.78. That is a nice little cha-ching if you trust us and think we know what we're talking about. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Will Campbell will make his debut. It's all new to him, this whole NFL thing. New uniform, new teammates, new everything, not so much. There's something that won't be new. And it's kind of gross when you hear about it. That's up next, Odds and Ends, WEEI Afternoons.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.